Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5
The End. Gavin's phone scams on the
10th. Okay, so this is a phone scam that Kevin actually kind of helped me come up with, where Memorial Day is coming up. So I made a dinner reservation for Memorial Day for me and my wife. It is romantic.
Oh.
And I'm bringing a cake.
Okay.
And the message that I want written on the cake for my wife is really confusing for this poor, poor restaurant worker. This is how it all goes down.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
This is Brianna. How can I help you?
My name is Raul. I have a reservation there for Monday night, and I would like just a special instruction, please.
Okay, Raul, let me look you up really quick.
Should be 7 o'clock.
Yeah, there you are. How can I help you?
So it's a party of two, and I would like for dessert a cake that I'm going to bring earlier in the day, if that's okay. Can I do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I have something written on top of the cake?
Yeah, we can do that for you. There'd be an extra charge if you don't mind.
Well, what's the charge?
Well, it's not that much. We only charge $1.
If I pick less letters, can I get 50 cents?
No, I'm sorry. It's $1.
All right. Well, then I'll just go with my original plan then. Okay. So on the top of the cake,
okay.
I would just like written in loving memory.
Okay.
Of, and then just write Michelle.
Michelle.
Yeah, that's okay. My wife's name.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for your loss, sir.
Sorry for what?
I'm just saying I'm so sorry for your loss to Michelle, your wife.
Yeah? What did I lose?
So you want me to write on the cake?
In loving memory.
Loving memory.
In loving memory of Michelle.
And that's your wife, Michelle.
That's my wife. Yes, she'll be with me.
She'll be with you. Okay, but...
Well, sure. It's hard to have an anniversary dinner by yourself. You know?
No, I totally get that. It's just, I'm sorry. It's just a little confusing that you wanted me to write in loving memory.
Yes.
Of my wife?
Yes.
That she passed.
She's... No.
Okay.
Why would you think that she passed? That she... Do you mean dead?
Correct, because you're saying in loving memory, and then the...
Yeah, because I love her.
My understanding.
It's Memorial Day, and and I love her.
Oh, because she's up off for Memorial Day.
Yeah, Memorial Day is for remembering, and I want her to remember that I love her. So it's loving memory.
Yeah, when you say in loving memory, it's when somebody passes, when somebody dies.
I don't think that's true. I've never heard that.
Okay, sir. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, awesome.
I'll write that on your cake. Yeah.
Can you also add the following dates?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. 1985
mm-hmm.
to 2022.
Okay. I'm really sorry, sir, but I feel like this is really going to send a message like that somebody passed.
No, that's how long we've been together.
Oh, okay. But it's like sending an end to the time you're together. It's like
well,
when somebody passes.
No,
I don't know if you've seen it.
I see what you're saying, but no, that's because we're still together. We're currently together. So it's when we started and we're currently together. Okay?
Absolutely, sir. You know
okay.
What? Like, we'll write whatever you need.
Okay.
I just want to be really clear because if she gets upset or somebody gets upset by looking at this cake and thinking that this person passed,
no.
And I don't want anybody to come back to us, but I'm letting you know when you put in loving memory off and then you put date, it means that somebody passed, somebody lived those times and then they passed in 2022.
Well, but that's to you. That's not me. I don't think that she will think that. I think you're thinking that because maybe you have a dark sense of humor or you're just dark-minded.
No.
But I don't know. I've never heard that.
This is not my dark sense of humor.
Okay. I don't know how else. Yeah. Just please write on the cake what I want, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Can you also add a cross with Jesus on it?
Okay, yes.
Thank you. We're very religious.
I'm telling you, this is really sending a message that she's had. Like, she's my freaked out. I'm just
No, she
you
loves... No, no, no. We're
out of the good of my heart.
Okay, we're devout Christians.
Like
no, excuse me. She won't think any of that. We're just very devout Christians.
Okay.
And then at the bottom, somebody could just make a coffin.
Oh, my God.
Brianna, I'm just kidding. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. None of this has been real. You're on a phone scam on the radio.
Oh, my God.
I am so sorry.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, look it up.
Your boyfriend Cruz wanted me to do this. He sent me an email and wanted me to mess with you.
Of course he did. This is just so like him.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.